My Depot.
Hi, this is Chad. I was in there earlier today.
Hello?
I'm really intrigued about the story that you had about the woman who had something in...
Oh, okay, I know who you are. You told me you wouldn't give me your name.
Yeah, well, I'll give it to you. It's Chad.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, I'm curious if you could give more information about if she had a RF radio frequency signal coming from her head, from the device that inside her head.
Yeah.
And so she clearly didn't, she didn't want to have that, or she didn't know that that device was in her head until you spotted it on an x-ray?
She suspected it. And someone referred her to me.
Huh.
And then I issued a statement in writing that I did detect a transmitting or frequency, transmitting frequencies coming from her head by utilizing the spectrum analyzer.
And that was that device that I saw? That
yeah. Well, I didn't use that one that I had in my hand. It works the same way.
Okay.
I used a spectrum analyzer. I used my handheld, and I thought, wow, this thing's going wild. So then I got the spectrum analyzer out.
Huh.
And then I was really, I could, well, that's when I said, boy, I don't believe this.
Yeah. Huh. And did you look at x-rays of, did she bring an x-ray?
Yeah, she showed me they were on a disk. She downloaded it, not into my hard drive, but on the computer.
Huh.
And I couldn't believe what I saw. And then I said, you know, that's it right there.
Huh.
He says, I'm glad you pointed because I wanted to see if you saw what I saw.
Yeah. Wow. And so she obviously didn't authorize something like that to be put in. That just someone.
Well, she says she doesn't know how it got there.
Yeah. Huh. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And but see, you don't know what ever happened to that case.
No.
And you probably, because I would, as a journalist, I would sure be interested in talking to her. But obviously, I don't want to compromise anything. I don't even know if you have a way to contact her.
I wouldn't, and I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
I just won't do it.
Right. Is it all that? Right, that's important.
There's a liability. She could sue me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want. Yeah, I wouldn't want that. But if this is happening, wow. So you don't remember the frequency, or if it's an unusual frequency?
I don't remember right off hand.
Do you know if it was a sending and receiving frequency, or if it was...
It wasn't, it could be, this is what you call a transceiver. A device that transmits and receives. You call that a transceiver.
Okay.
Dual transmission.
Okay.
It's a possibility it could be a transceiver device.
Okay.
Which means that I don't know, I don't remember if she told me that she could hear things. I vaguely I don't know if that was the reason for her coming in or what.
Okay. So,
it could have been a transceiver.
Okay. Yeah, that was my other question, is why would you can try to remember why she suspected something was...
Well, I don't remember the whole conversation, but like I say, I always ask everybody, you know, how'd you find out about us?
Yeah.
She had told me someone sent her to me, someone that knew me, said if you want a straight guy and he got the equipment, see Al Smith. Because when she came in, she asked for my name.
Hmm.
I said, you're looking at him.
Yeah. But you think she may have said that she heard stuff, and but you think she may have been hearing, like someone might have been implanting voices into her head or something?
That could be a possibility, but, you know, late last year, because this is May of this year, I just don't remember. You know, I see hundreds of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like today, I've seen 4 different people for similarity problems and everything else. I don't know what it is, but they all come in and discuss it with me. And I come up with solutions or whatever.
Interesting. And, okay. Thanks so much. This is really intriguing that something like that's happening.
Yeah, it is. Weird.
Yeah, and concerning. Thanks so much.
All right, Ted. Bye.
Bye.